From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your choc top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello. We are back once again to talk more movies, Talking Flicks. Mr. Lee, hello.
Well, hello, Jay. How are you this week?
I'm feeling fantastic. I'm feeling really good this week. How about you?
Yeah, really good. How was your long weekend? Good?
It was nice. It was long, which is what you want, isn't it?
You weren't making a punt there. Okay, right.
Not at all, Mr. Lee. I would not do that. I would do that. Never do that. How was yours? I believe it involved a bit of time at the movies.
It did. I worked Monday, the public holiday, not because I wanted the money, because I don't get paid for it, but it was a good day. It was a nice day.
You just can't stay away from the place, can you? You just
got
to hang around.
No. I love my job too much. I'm very, very lucky, let me tell you.
That is customer service as well, Mr. Lee, at its finest. So,
oh, it is. And it's actually really good because both my sons work with me and I had one working with me yesterday and Aiden and I just, it was great. And then last night, my other son worked in the night. So, and it's just nice, you know. It's a nice little family orientated.
Yeah, a bit of bonding at work, right?
Yeah. And you know the other good thing is I can tell my kids to do something at work and they've got to do it because I'm the boss. Where at home, that's a different story.
Oh, I love
they're
it.
Both adults, so it's a bit harder to tell them to do things.
Do they call you Mr. Lee at the 4M6?
No, they call me Grant.
Yeah.
And I make them do that, yeah. Because I don't think it sounds good. Like, my mum used to work there as well. And even Wendy, she used to work there many years ago.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I used to always call my mum by her first name. And I would say, her mum, you know, because it's nothing worse than going, oh, mum, can you go clean that toilet? That doesn't sound good, does it?
It doesn't sound good. So you have to call your mum by her first name.
Yeah.
That would be quite weird. That would take some time and some getting used to, obviously.
Yeah, there were a few little slip-ups where I would call her mum because I'd forget. And I must admit, the boys, they do call me dad sometimes at work. Because they forget too.
Of course.
It's just because you're so used to saying dad. And, you know, when they've got to go and say Grant, like me, calling my mum by her first name. And I always said to her, when you're at work, you're a staff member and I have to call you by your first name. And it was very hard for me. It's like, you know, when your teacher, you see them outside of school when you're an adult and they go, call me such and such. It's hard. I find it really hard to do that. I still, at my age, I still find it really hard because I see a lot of my old teachers and, you know, some of them I do call them by their first name because I've got to know them because they come into the movies a bit. But there's some that I still call them Mr. Smith or whatever because, it just doesn't sound right.
Do they still remember you, Mr. Lee?
Yes, they do.
Because you would have a little bit less hair now, so I'm just wondering whether or not they...
Lot less hair, but I'm still the same bubbly person that they remember as...
Oh, look at that.
I was actually really quiet. At school, I wouldn't say boo. And, you know, doing something like this or, you know, talking on radio or talking in front of people, I would never do that. I was very shy. When I was at school, I was the quietest one. I would not talk much.
What's happened?
Where now,
Mr. Lee, what's happened?
Yeah, correct. It's your fault, Jay. It's your fault.
Yes, that's exactly right, Mr. Lee. That's okay. We've got a long podcast, so don't worry. By the end of it, I'll carve you up. Your time will come. Your time will come probably somewhere with a lack of research down the track, so we'll see how we go. Although,
well, it won't be this week because I've researched this week.
I'll catch you out, Mr. Lee. I'll catch you out. It's only early days yet. But look, we probably should get into, we'll talk movies, but firstly, what's coming up on today's show? We'll do some top five soon. We'll also give away some free movie tickets and we'll take a look at what's out this week. And there are some big movies. And the last few weeks, it's either been a big horror film, Mr. Lee, or it's been a family movie, a kid's animation type movie. And we've got one of those this week.
We certainly have. And you know what? It's taken 10 years for the second one of this franchise to come out. Can you believe 10 years has passed since Inside Out first came out?
Oh, yes. Do you remember this, Mr. Lee? I love this scene. sort of bing bong.
Oh.
It frustrated me, I will be honest. It frustrated
yeah,
me.
I must say that, yeah. It did me too.
10 years
and
ago.
And now I'm going to have that in my head now. That, thanks
bing
so
bong,
much.
Bing bong, bing bong. I'm hoping there's none of that in Inside Out 2.
I'm sure there will be. But you know the big thing? Amy Pollard, she was actually in Australia just recently doing the Australian premiere, which was really good. But we've got new emotions in Inside Out 2. And one of the emotions is anxiety.
Yeah, it
which
is.
Which I think we all have a little bit of, don't we?
Oh, everyone has it. It's in 2024, I think, with everything that's happening in the world and all, you know, a lot more of this stress, you're hearing a lot more about anxiety, and it's just so important getting people to talk about it. And that's what Amy did say coming out of the movie, was that it's amazing what Pixar can do.
Yeah, I think what Pixar does so well is they take these high concepts and they create this visual landscape that we can, that can help us communicate better and talk about stuff. And in the first one, they managed to find a way to remind us that sadness is you know, it's okay to kind of sit with sadness and just stay there, which is such a beautiful idea. In the second one, anxiety shows up and kind of gets everyone all bothered. And what they do creatively and visually is they make it the best way I can describe it is there's scenes in the film where anxiety is taking over and changing things. And the way in which anxiety is enlisting other people to worry is super funny and so smart. So I think it's going to be another version of that where you're going to be able to talk to your younger self or your young kids about what anxiety does when it's left unchecked, and in a funny, interesting visual way.
I think that is so clever.
Oh,
so clever.
That is so clever. Because realistically, we don't really talk about our emotions very often, do we?
No, we don't. Like,
as
we
adults,
doing it
we
more
don't.
Often. No,
we don't.
Exactly.
So this sort of movie is so good because I was looking at all the emotions and I was trying to pick one for you, Jay. Oh. And I think the one that I think probably you would go under would be disgust. Would that be the one?
What am I disgusted at, Mr. Lee? That's what I want to know.
or anger. Which one?
Oh, geez, I don't know. There's embarrassment in there as well. So.
And the one for me would be fear and sadness.
I think totally fear. Totally fear. Yeah. You fear having to talk about a horror movie here. So
just watching a trailer. Exactly. My fear and sadness. Yeah. Yeah. And I think we've all got joy in us, so because we're all happy.
We are. There's gotta be some positives, right? And I think as well, another great thing is that Riley, who the original story was around, he's now a teenager, and with being a teenager, how many emotions do you go through as a teen? Like, it's everything.
Yes. And that's when things are changing and you're not really sure. And so this is such a great movie to be able to express these, and you go, you know what? I think I'm normal. Like, you know, you see this and you go, yeah, I'm not so bad now.
Well, I think it's time to check it out. This is Inside Out 2.
This is Joy coming to you live in Riley's mind. Make some noise. Sadness is in the house. It's anger.
Let me at him.
We gotta get our mouth guard, people.
Fear. No, that's not Ellen. Disgust. Glad to have her on our team. Our little girl's growing up so fast. Ow.
Sorry.
It should be nothing but smooth sailing.
Hello. I'm anxiety. Where can I put my stuff?
A new emotion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We wanted to make such a good first impression.
What do you mean, we?
I'm Envy.
Look at your hair. Oh, yeah, not happening.
That's on we.
On what?
It's what you would call the boredom.
What's your name, big fella?
That's embarrassment.
Welcome to headquarters, embarrassment. Oh, we're doing a fit. No. Oh, no. Going high. Oh, you got a real sweaty palm there, buddy.
Look, we all have a job to do. I plan for the future.
You want to sit with us?
These girls are so cool. We can't let her know we're excited.
I got this.
Joy, I'm just curious. Maybe I could
Thank you.
Help.
Not now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to haunt us for the rest of our lives at all.
You feel it all
right? I know change is scary. Let's do this.
Hey, Riley.
But we need new friends or we'll be totally alone in high school. Out with the old, in with the new. Riley's life requires more sophisticated emotions than all of you.
You can't just bottle us up.
We are suppressed emotions.
Let Operation New Riley begin. You aren't packed yet?
I'm the worst.
Well, that's a preview of the next 10 years.
Come on. Riley needs us. Have I ever steered you wrong before?
Many times.
It's the sarcasm!
Sarcasm?
Boy, are we so lucky we ran into you guys!
Boy, are we so lucky we ran into you guys!
Wow, those guys are jerks.
Wow, those guys are jerks.
Yes, Inside Out 2, and Mr. Lee, some crazy numbers on the trailer as well.
Oh, absolutely. When it first dropped, within the first 24 hours, 157 million views.
That is crazy.
It's crazy. It actually went better than the Frozen 2 trailer when it dropped in 2019.
Oh, that was always going to happen. That was a given.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And as we always say, let it go. So 116 million views it only got. So, yeah. So people are loving Inside Out 2. So I'm so excited that it's been released.
Now, despite being released, what, nearly 10 years, after the original film, I still cannot believe it's been 10 years. The film's actually a lot closer when it comes to the story.
Yeah, it's actually only set 2 years after the first one. So,
isn't it amazing how they can do that?
Yeah. Well, if you had to do that with real people, you wouldn't be able to do it, would you?
No, because everyone ages.
Grows up, yeah. And we all lose hair, so it's very
I'm glad
hard.
You said it, Mr. Lee. You beat me to it. Very clever.
I thought I'd beat you to it, yep. So in animation, you can do whatever you like. So that's really good. The other interesting fact is Disgust and Fear, who were played by Mindy Kaling and Bill Hader, actually declined to return to the movie for number two over pay disputes. So we've now got Tony Hale and Lisa Lapierre in it, which is...
A cast change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't even notice, did you?
No, not at all.
They'll do a good job. They'll do a good job, no doubt.
They'll do a great job, yeah.
If for some reason this acting career doesn't work out for us, and it's very possible that could happen, although I don't want to give it up just yet, but if it does, we could do voice acting. You and I could play we could play some of the emotions, right? That'd be so easy to do, wouldn't it? Like that.
I reckon it would be. Yeah, and as I said, we just pick our motion that we've got now. That's fine. It'd be just like talking normal, wouldn't it?
Totally. So we found a way, Mr. Lee. I told you I'd look after you.
Yeah,
you can thank me later. Yeah,
I will. Now, moving on to a movie that I know that you will love. It is The Exodus. Now, this one is starring Russell Crowe, Sam Worthington, which is great to have two Aussies in it, but it's also got David Hyde Pierce, who played Niles in Frasier, and he's actually playing a priest in this movie. Let's take a listen.
He's off his meds. He's erratic. Father, what do I do?
I was saved once. Didn't believe that it could happen again.
Can he be saved?
It's not worth saving, and you know it. I know you're afraid. Me too. It's all right to be afraid. Faith, he will protect his children. When it happens, run.
Yes, The Exorcism, and no surprise, Mr. Lee, when you see a family movie, it's followed up with a good horror. So,
oh, absolutely.
Another one for 2024. Great year for it.
Yeah, It's been a big year for horror movies. Now, this is a remake from the 1973 one, which was directed by Jason Miller. This one, the 2024, is actually directed by Jason Miller's son, Joshua John Miller.
Good to see it runs in the family. And we had that last week too with the Watchers.
The Watchers.
The Knights, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which is really good. This is the second horror that Russell Crowe has done. As we know, he did The Pope's Exodus in 2023. So he's liking the horrors.
Evidently, and 1973. Did you see that at the cinemas back then, Mr. Lee? You would have been. I have no doubt that you would have seen that at the old cinemas. Did you not have?
Yeah, and you know what? There was actually talkies then too. You know.
Wow. You never cease to amaze, Mr. Lee. You really don't.
Thanks, Jay. You're doing well.
On fire.
On fire.
Now, it's something new to the movies this week is if you love a good anime, and these have been quite popular. I know that at the Forum 6 in Tamworth, you guys have always got people coming in to watch a good anime. And what have we got coming up this week?
And, you know, I knew you would make me say the name of it. Is it Hakuyu, the dumpster battle?
Close, Hakuyu. It sort of sounds like
Hakuyu.
It sort of sounds like a plant or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
Hakuyu,
does.
Or a dip, Hakuyu.
Yeah.
The dumpster battle.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, it's all about two high schools, and they're competing against themselves with volleyball. It sounds interesting. And I must say, we've had a lot of animes, as you said. I'm not a personal fan of anime movies. I just don't get it.
Mm.
But I watched the trailer of this and it did look interesting. And especially with some of the shots they were doing, playing basketball against each other, I went, yeah, that's actually pretty interesting how they can do that with anime. Now, another one that's opened up in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange is called Unsung Hero. Now, this is actually based on a true story about a family. Their dad was running a successful music company and unfortunately it goes under. And so what they do is they move over to the States to try to build a better life. Let's have a listen.
Tour back home, I lost a lot of money.
How can we say goodbye to everything that we know and love?
This is my last chance. I want to do something that matters.
However you guys feel about being here, we need to pray for everything that we need.
But look around you, your family, your faith. That's what makes you rich in life.
Welcome to Nashville, y'all.
I don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring. This is our exciting adventure. Together.
Fire! You have been given a beautiful voice.
She's the special one, David.
Trigger's getting other folks to see it.
Does anybody really care what a 16-year-old girl thinks about God?
I'm trying to protect her, and it will never be enough!
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back. And giving in, it's not an option. We've got to fight our way forward.
Your family, they're not in the way. They are the way.
It takes a lot to live out your dream. Hard work and sacrifice. I train this to be like you. You're my hero, Mom.
Are y'all from England?
Australia.
Australia. I wish I had an accent.
Yeah, they do think we have accents, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, they do. I don't think we do.
No, I don't think we do either. But I remember... when I was in Hawaii many, many years ago and being in an elevator and having some Americans there. And they're like, you got an accent there, you arsies. And it's like, there's no accent. But to us, yeah, to us they think that.
Which is quite funny.
You imagine getting the small bones going over there to Nashville. Yeah, and listening to listening to Joel, which we're going to hear a bit from him in just a second, he's kind of got a little bit of that American twang to some of these, a little bit of it. So I guess that
well, they've been living there since 1991, so I'm sure he's picked it up over those years. So
yeah, but there you go. But Chris Hemsworth hasn't yet. Like you listen to Chris Hemsworth, he still sounds. He's still got that Aussie accent. Yeah, like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
But it is a great story.
Which is a good thing.
And, yeah. Joel Smallbone talks about why he wanted to tell this story and why now.
I have to give credit where credit's due. It was actually Luke, brother Luke, who makes up the other half of the King Country. He has told, and we have told this story from stage about our parents moving from Australia to the United States and all the tragedies and triumphs that they faced along the way. We've told this story from stage since the beginning of the band. It's kind of like a pay it forward child advocacy, you know, part of the show. And it's always been really resonant, you know, and everyone's come and said, oh, you should write a book about this. And Luke jokes that we were homeschooled, so we don't read and write very well, but we'll do one better. We'll give you a movie. And so in 2020, Luke called a producer friend and said, hey, this story just seems to resonate with so many. What do you think about putting it in development? And he was like, all right, let's go. And honestly, there's been twists and turns and bumps. And is it going to happen? Is it not from that day to this? But it was really just this idea of rising up and calling our mom blessed and also highlighting the power of family banding together, highlighting the power of music and miracles and the 90s and bringing it to the silver screen.
I like it, Mr. Lee. I do like
it. I do too. And I can actually hear that American accent there too. Now, he actually stars in the movie. He also co-wrote it, co-directed it, and he actually plays his dad in the movie.
That would just be weird. But
it would be cool. Yeah, that's what cool, I was thinking. It would be really cool. And you know what? Anyone that would know the story would be the son on what your mum and dad went through. And it kind of does make sense to have the kids play them, you know, the older mum and dad. The sister, which is Rebecca, she actually has a cameo in the movie and she's a flight attendant. So when you watch the movie, watch out for the flight attendant. And that's the real sister from the story of the small board.
Do you think, Mr. Lee, Ethan or Aiden would want to play you? They'd have to shave their head a little bit.
yeah, they would.
Working with those ball patches.
And put a little bit more weight on, yeah. Yeah. You know what? My life's not that exciting, not like this. The Unsigned Hero, I think, sounds a much better storyline than my life.
Well, some movies screening this week, Mr. Lee. There's lots happening. Something great to go and check out.
There certainly is. There's Bad Boys, Ride or Die, the Garfield movie, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, If, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, The Strangers, Chapter 1, The Fall Guy, The Way, My Way, and What About Sal, all playing in either the Forum 6 Wagga or Tamworth or the Odeon 5 in Orange.
Yeah, so go and check out your local cinema guides there. Just go online to the website and you can book your tickets online as well, which is great. So you don't miss out on getting the best seat. Mr. Lee, let's do some top fives. And as usual, we like to go somewhere different around the world. We've done Russia recently. Last week was much better when we did New Zealand. And this week, Mr. Lee, whereabouts are we off to? Where are we jet-setting to? Where are you taking
us? Look, we're going off somewhere very random. We're off to Poland.
Can't say I've ever been there before.
No, I haven't either. It's probably a place that I probably would like to go and visit one day. And knowing what films they've got playing at the moment, I actually probably would. Number five is One Life, which I did see with Anthony Hopkins. Number four is Dragon Keeper. Number three is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Number two is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2. And number one for Poland, the Garfield movie.
All right, Mr. Lee, there's a few things to unpack here. Well, firstly, unpack Dragon oh, Keeper. No. Dragon Keeper. Do you know much about this movie, Mr. Lee? Have you?
Well, I was anticipating this from our rehearsals, and so I actually did do a little bit of research. Surprise, surprise. It's actually an animated movie, and it's all set in China, in ancient China. And this young girl, she's got to go on a journey to find the last remaining dragon egg and fulfill her destiny. So very interesting. And I must say the poster actually looks really good. The dragon looks pretty scary. Not. Dragon looks a little bit... Yeah.
Did you read that off Wikipedia, Mr. Lee? Is that where you
got yes. I did. Could you tell?
It was a good mate, Google. Who was it?
No. IMDb, actually. But anyway.
Oh, that same thing. Very good, Mr. Lee. Very good. I take my hat off to you for doing some research this week.
Thank you.
You've saved the podcast. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
The top five for Australia. How are we looking, Mr. Lee?
Well, we've got number five with Kingdom of Planet of the Apes. Number four is If. Number three is Furiosa, the Mad Max saga. Number two is the Garfield movie. And number one for Australia for the first week, Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Loving it. Loving having the boys back. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, and straight to number one where they belong. Yeah, 30 years later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, still going strong.
Yes. Now, I have to admit, I thought we had done the whole of Australia in the top fives.
Oh, no.
Until I actually looked at the map of Australia and realised that we forgot Tassie. Can you believe that? Because you know how we went back to Queensland last week? I went, you know what? We forgot Tasmania. That's not good.
How the hell did that happen, Mr. Lee?
I know. That's not good. I'm shocked. So
do they not watch movies down there or something? Is that what is going on?
You know what, Mr. Lee?
For Tasmania, I do apologise on behalf of you and I, because that's that's horrible, Mr. Lee. You're going to have to do something to
I'm going to have to do something because it's awful. And I love Tasmania. I love Hobart. It's a beautiful city. The whole country, state, I should say, is great.
Send a gift basket or something. Send something.
Yeah. I'll send some movie tickets.
Mr. Lee. Wow.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Wow.
Anyway, the top five for Tasmania. Number five is Kingdom of Planet of the Apes. Furiosa of Mad Max saga is coming in at number four. Number three is If. Number two is the Garfield movie. And number one for Tasmania, Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Again, Mr. Lee, another week, no horror films in the top five.
Yeah. Very interesting. Because there are a few out.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, if people just... Are people afraid of horror movies like you, Mr. Lee? I don't know.
I think that's what it is. I think it is.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, some great movies out this week, and go and check them. Now, let's do some news, Mr. Lee. And Lilo and Stitch, I couldn't tell the last time I heard about Lilo and Stitch, but you've got some news on that.
I do. Can you believe it's 22 years since that one came out?
Wow.
Which Disney dropped that. And that was huge back then. And people loved it. And I must admit, I did too. Well, they're actually going to be making a live action of Lilo and Stitch.
Okay, so a new movie. So obviously the original being animation. So
yes.
Just going to bring the characters to life, similar to...
Yep, with real.
Similar
the
to...
The Lion King.
Great.
Awesome. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. And because of the success of The Lion King and what was the other one? Jungle Book, they did it too, which that was fantastic. I think it's a great thing to do.
Now, Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman... Some news on these two lovely ladies. They were fantastic. It was Practical Magic back in the 90s.
Yeah, so the late 90s, they starred in Practical Magic, all about two orphan sisters who become witches. Well, they're actually in the process of writing a sequel to the original, and looks like both Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman will be back in the sequel, which is good news. It's nice to have the originals back.
Totally, and two fantastic actresses.
Yes.
Both amazing. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear more about that. Hopefully that's one not too far away as well.
Yeah, probably. A couple of years for that one, I would say. But good news, and I know it will be no surprise to anyone about Bad Boys Ride or Die, but globally it has taken over $104 million in the first week of being released.
I'm very happy to hear that.
So am I, because they're two great actors. And I must say that, you know, after Will Smith had the little infamous Oscar slap.
What did he say, like Mr. Lee? What did he say? Can you remember?
This is PG. So I don't think I can say that at all on this podcast.
I want you to, we'll act that out next week, okay? Do you want to play Will Smith or do you want to play Chris Rock?
I'll be Chris Rock. but it's good to see, because he is a good actor. And, you know, some of his movies have been massive movies. And he is one of those other actors that can be so versatile in playing, you know, from The Pursuit of Happiness, a true story about that dad, you know, who's from nothing, and which was a massive drama, to, you know, being in space or, you know, working with AI. Like, he is such a versatile actor, Will Smith is.
Making a call here, Mr. Lee, Bad Boys 5.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I reckon it will be. Yeah, I agree. And I reckon hopefully it won't be as long as this one between the second and third and third, fourth.
They just can't, so because they're not getting any younger. I think that's...
No.
When you look at how young they were in that first film back in 95 compared to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, don't be wrong, they're still... There's still plenty of tread left on the tyres, no doubt. Still, like, when they kick ass, reckon if that's 104 million globally, you'd have to think that Sonny would be very happy with that. Yeah.
Very much so, I would be. I'd be happy with it. So I think it's really good. And it just proves that a movie that is made well and it's got great actors will bring people out.
Every single
movies,
time.
Which is what we want. We want people to go to the movies, to the cinemas, because it's hard out there for any cinema at the moment because of COVID and because of, you know, all those other streaming services. So it's good to see people going back to the movies, but we just need more of it.
A bit of nostalgia too, going and seeing a group of guys that you may have grown up on. You've watched every single movie. Perhaps you saw Bad Boys when it first came out in the cinemas back in 95, you know.
Are you directing that at me?
I didn't go there. You went there, right? So I was trying to be nice for once.
I took it as it was directed at me.
But you know what? I'm kind of proud that you took it there, Mr. Lee. You know exactly where it's going. I know you're trying to beat me to it. I get that. No doubt everyone's raving about it. And if you haven't seen it yet, do yourself a favour. Go and check it out. Now, you're a big fan of funny man Steve Carell, Mr. Lee.
I am. I'm a huge fan of his. He's another actor that can play serious or comedy. He is such a versatile actor, which is so good. And I can't believe that he's actually up to number 4 in the Despicable Me franchise.
Another movie franchise. Yeah. That's doing so well. Wow. And I think this is going to be great. Another family movie coming up. And I can't wait to run the rule over this next week. We'll have a listen to it, find out a bit about what Steve Carell's doing in the movie, and also what Will Ferrell, which another fantastic actor. Very funny. So if you've watched the Despicable Me through until now, The Minions, you're going to love this.
Absolutely. It is just, it's great. And of all people to play Gru, I think they've got a great voice actor to do it.
Mr. Lee, we can dress you up as a minion. Yes.
I could be Kevin.
You can be whatever you want to be, Mr. Lee. We can make it happen. Don't you worry. We'll have a chat to some costume companies in Tamworth and see what we can work out. You can be our mascot for Talking Flicks.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
I'm sure that's what you've always wanted, Mr. Lee, to work a hard career, 30 years in the movie business, only to become a minion.
Yep.
Okay, you've got to do these things. You've got to do these things for your job and for your podcast.
Take one for the team.
Exactly,
yep.
Right, Mr. Lee. And I could do it. But I don't feel like I would give it the same amount of passion that you would. So, so we'll just leave it up to you.
Oh, dear. I don't know what I get myself into, Jay, really.
Well, you entered into this, Mr. Lee. You signed the contract. You're stuck with me. Well, look, we're heading towards the end of the podcast for today. Before we do go, Mr. Lee, we want to do a nice, simple movie giveaway. We just want to give away some tickets, right? So for someone to go and see.
Yeah, we do.
Go and see Inside Out 2 or The Exorcism or Bad Boys. Mm. You can do that with a freebie on us.
It certainly is. And, Jay, you tell everyone how they can do it this week.
So simple. So simple. All you've got to do is just tell us one of the new movies playing this week. And did I just give that away? I think I did. Completely accidentally.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
I was going, oh no. I know we didn't rehearse this, but you did so well to give away some of the movies.
The dumbest giveaway ever is right here on Talking Flicks. So all you've got to do, Mr. Lee, and we're making it even simpler this week, is just head online to the Talking Flicks Facebook page, which hopefully you're already a part of, mind you. If you're not, please like us, follow us, do all that kind of stuff, Talking Flicks podcast, and just slide into our DMs and just give us the answer. You can do it on your phone.
Absolutely.
You can do it right now.
Correct. So easy.
So just tell us one of those movies, and we will announce the winner on next week's podcast. So you may very well be seeing a movie on us, a free movie, and Mr. Lee can fork out for it. Even better.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And you know what? And I'll go your halves with it, Jay, I think.
Oh,
this
hold
week.
On, hold on, Mr. Lee. Hold on. Where did this come from?
We
didn't discuss
this.
You
gave away the answers. You gave away the answers.
I know, I do. I know. I've got to make it easy for the people, Mr. Lee.
Always for the people.
I certainly am, and for all of our very loyal Talking Flicks listeners. So great to catch up again, Mr. Lee. You have a lovely week, whatever
Thank
you might
you,
be up
you
to.
Too. You too. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one. Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.